This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States is ready to spend $100 million to assist China and other countries impacted by the coronavirus. In a statement Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the commitment, along with hundreds of millions of dollars donated by the U.S. private sector, demonstrates American leadership in responding to the outbreak. Earlier Friday, President Donald Trump praised Chinese President Xi Jinping's efforts to combat the deadly virus.
They're working really hard, and I think they're doing a very professional job. They're in touch with our world organization, CDC also.
Xi faces mounting domestic criticism following the virus-related death of a physician who issued an early warning about the outbreak. The Hubei Health Commission reported 82 more deaths in 2,141 cases in the province on Friday. That takes the totals in mainland China to more than 700 dead. Another three people on a cruise liner off Japan have tested positive for the virus, bringing the total number of confirmed cases from the ship to 64. Beth Timmons has more.
Passengers have been confined to their cabins on board the Diamond Princess ship for days as part of a two-week quarantine after an 80-year-old man who disembarked in Hong Kong was diagnosed with the virus. Infected passengers take the total number of coronavirus infections in Japan to more than 80. Meanwhile, another ship, operated by Dream Cruises, with 3,600 people on board, remained stranded in Hong Kong after being denied entry by Taiwan, which has moved to ban all international cruise ships from docking on the island. And the Royal Caribbean Anthem of the Seas cruise ship docked New Jersey early Friday, carrying dozens of passengers who are being screened for signs of the virus.
That's Reuters' Beth Timmons. This is VOA News.